Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Quick reaction on the Chiefs and kind of context of week four. Yeah, I understand the narrative will be a little bit. The Ravens were, deeply injured. But remember, that's defensive side. I think plenty of people are going to give credit. But I'm not going to be Mr. Martyr whiny Chiefs fan. They're going to give credit and go, well, yeah, that makes a big difference and how we look at the Chiefs. But it's true that, they had two key guys, the Ravens, injured before the game, and then lost two to three others during the game. But that's the defensive side. And so, at least, they then actually bother to step on somebody's throat. And the most interesting part, for me, is that, Derrick Henry wasn't hurt. Lamar Jackson wasn't hurt. And so, in Spags we trust, right? As Justin Reed, I think it was Justin Reed who had that t-shirt made. In Spags we trust, man. When I had my very quick episode zero with my nephew where we hadn't even prepped yet, and we mentioned we're not scared of Derrick Henry as Chiefs fans, that's because we're not. And, yeah, it's always scary against Lamar, but we'll take that we handled both of them because they were healthy on that side of the ball. You take away the 71-ish yard run by Hill late in the game, and they only end up having like 290 yards total offense. And that's when they were down, I believe, 37-13. So I'm not even sure our main guys were in, but I'll take that you hold Derrick Henry to like 45 and somehow we get into their heads. I don't know how or why. I know once we have a little bit of a lead and it gets a stronger lead, they're a little bit more likely to go, hey, Lamar, save us. But they did kind of abandon the run a little bit. Derek was doing okay, but what can happen with a running game, because we've seen it with the Chiefs, is even if it's we've seen it with the Chiefs, even if a guy is having like some pretty good, is having pretty good average per carry, if a team starts to get behind, then they get a few times where the running back is stuffed. They can tend to not believe in the running back and abandon a little bit. But yeah, I mean, all in all, when you think about where the Chiefs are, you have to look at them differently. And I really believe that most people do look at them quite differently. And why do I say that? Well, what did my nephew and I say about the Giants and the Chargers? You go, we handled that pass rush, no problem. And then the Chargers just lost to the Giants. Now, granted, some of that is Jackson Dart coming in and not quite the dumpster fire of Russ and some unfamiliarity. But they had plenty of time to figure that Giants team out. And they're supposed to be the juggernaut so far are the Chargers. Now, any given Sunday, right? But my point there is just that, hey, that does spin things a little bit differently. When you've got the 3-0 Chargers team play this very same team that the Chiefs just demolished, and except that the Chargers get to look at a rookie quarterback, and the rookie quarterback was not featured in the air, and they still lost to him. He was not featured as a passer, and they still lost to him. And so it says a couple of things. Some, weakness in the armor of the Chargers. And also, hey, this Chiefs offensive line is coming together a bit. And then you look at a couple other scores here today. Was another one I was thinking of. Buffalo had a surprisingly hard time with what looked like potentially the worst or second worst team in the league, New Orleans. Now, they ended up winning by 12, don't get me wrong, but that was kind of close pretty late. So, you look at that, And you go, well, this AFC thing is a little up in the air. Now, I'll take Buffalo as far as what, you know, Josh Allen and that culture is able to do is, well, yeah, we may have it be close, but you can count on us to figure it out and win more often than not. Josh is really at that Mahomes-type level of, hey, give or take what our performances are, I add 7 points by myself, or our culture adds 7 points by itself. Our culture adds a 30% likelihood of pulling out the win no matter, you know, how the game looks through three quarters or three and a half quarters or 3 3/4. So, yeah, I mean, it's a heck of a win by the Chiefs, and one can say it's just illusory because there were those injuries. But then, you know, it is a potential get right because they play Jacksonville next week. Jacksonville has not played a strong schedule. Now, they won today. Who did they just beat? I know this. I was looking over it. I'm just not remembering suddenly. Jacksonville had their first really pretty nice victory today, in that they beat San Francisco, who was undefeated, I believe. I believe San Francisco was 3-0. So, you know, but prior to that, Jacksonville had beat some lesser teams, and they've feasted off of turnovers. So if Kansas City doesn't turn it over, I'll take Kansas City in Jacksonville, you know. And then if you get to 3-2, if you lose to Detroit, that's not so bad, meaning Kansas City. You'll be at 3-3. Obviously, if you get to 3-2 and then get to 4-2, well, the whole season's basically turned around. Also because the Chargers had some injuries. You don't wish any injuries on anybody, but I'm just saying, given the Joe Alt injury, they have potentially more troubles protecting Herbert. So it does spin the way the AFC West and even the AFC looks. So, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people are, the deniers are going to say, well, is a very injured team. And they're not wrong. It was a very injured team. But again, the Chiefs looked really good in holding down Baltimore before the very late score that was 37-13. Not very late score, but a late score without, I don't even think Lamar was in the game at that point. I think somebody else handed off that ball to Hill. So all in all, we'll take it. It's significant. I think the fact that they used Worthy, didn't like the first play where they basically had him do a running play, kind of an end around, and he got smacked pretty hard, but he was okay. At least two different plays, he showed true receiver skills that kind of slotted everybody back one. I'm not saying he's a one, but he's as close as we have to a one. So it's kind of like a starting pitching lineup, right? And so you got a starting pitching lineup, and all of a sudden your former number one pitcher is in the two slot, former two is in the three slot, just changes everything. Still use Thornton. Thornton gets a touchdown, got Juju in there. Travis had a little bit of more of a Travis sighting. I don't think he really ended up with that many yards, but I believe he had probably, if I had to guess, about five catches and probably for about 60, something like that, if I had to guess. In fact, I'll just look here real quick. So it's good that Travis, you know, that same thing. It creates more things to deal with, so you can't just focus on Travis. So I'm going to guess it's about five catches. Yeah, five catches, 48 yards. Also just bringing in, is it Breshard? Breshard Smith, the other running back. A lot of people have been saying that. They're like, listen, we know Hunt, and Isaiah Pacheco are not athletic. Hunt's not, but he can give you short yardage. He's good at short yardage. And that's exactly the way they use him today, which is perfect. Put him in on short yard, third and one-ish or third and two-ish, just knowing they were going to go for fourth and one, and put him in on fourth and one and got it. So Kareem didn't have much for total, but they weren't even really trying to get much of a total for him. Rashard Smith created some distraction with, you know, motions and out of the backfield stuff. Let me see if that's his name. Is it Rashard? Well, it's not coming up. I don't have that guy's name exactly memorized yet, so I'm working off this very quickly. And yeah, all in all, I mean, the mix of everybody was really good. Can't complain at all about the Chiefs' effort and the Chiefs' results today. Really, really impressive. And the other thing that's good about it is that knowing that you're a little uphill with Buffalo and with the Chargers potentially, and you've got a hard schedule just like you do every year, the fact that you can bring one of the presumed contenders down to 1-3, so now they're the ones having to, you know, it's kind of like I'll bring baseball in again. You're fighting for the wild card. Yeah, you may not be that many games out. But the problem is you just got too many people to leap over. And now Baltimore is looking at that a little bit, especially if, but it's hard to tell, if Lamar's, I just haven't seen it yet. If Lamar's hamstring thing is serious or not, if he's supposed to miss games. So for you to kind of put a thumping, and again, we never hope that anybody's hurt, but the truth of the matter is that at least you won. And now they're in the condition, a true contender, a true threat, being the Ravens, now has to do a lot of digging out, especially if Lamar is not able to play for even a game. Now, I don't know who they play next. And remember, Baltimore is the type of team that if you don't know how to play them, they'll just, you know, they don't even need their main quarterback. So I do believe that I'd have to look to see who Baltimore plays next. But, yeah, all in all, I know 37-20 isn't the same type of 37-20 it would be if you beat them at full health. But you'll take a 17-point win because Kansas City never has 17-point wins. So, yeah, excellent game. Defense just looks so solid. Good tackling as usual. Good tackling on Lamar. Good aggression. Good, I think their term, I saw this maybe on Arrowhead Pride. Oh, it's not pasting. It's not concreting. Anyway, just like really, really stick as a defender. We saw, not Tranquil, but Chenal have a nice interception on Andrews. So, yeah, we cannot complain at all. It's a great victory. It's going to make me feel a lot better during the work week, the beginning of the work week. Now, if somehow, there's no way this happens, Cincinnati is very, very bad. Without Joe, they're not good. If you look at their rankings right now, they're very, very low. And even their offensive rankings are very low. So, I don't see how Denver can possibly lose to Cincinnati, but I've seen Denver do dumber things. But yeah, if we could get Denver on Monday night at home to somehow lose to Cincinnati, but I in no way see that happening. So yeah, all in all, things look a lot different than they did 2 weeks ago, don't they? As far as where everybody's narrative is going to be, we will take it as Chiefs fans, and all of a sudden the AFC just got reshuffled in kind of the way people are looking at it between the Chargers and the Chiefs and Baltimore. Bills are still sitting where you expect, but everything else looks a lot more speculative and intriguing, does it not? Okay, guys, thanks for listening to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.